5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Polka!
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in their own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find out what works for you. Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am one of your hosts, Barry Ricks. And next to me, I have my wonderful wife, Crystal Ricks. So, hi, honey.
Hi.
It's another episode. Episode 13.
We checked this time before we started.
So is this supposed to be an unlucky episode then?
I was going to say, if only this was around...
Friday the 13th?
No, I was going to say St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
I don't know. Luck. Whatever.
But it is March.
Don't judge me. Yeah, March 1st.
Yeah, February is already over. That's insane.
Yeah, this year is already going by quickly. Are you not enjoying it?
Well, let's talk about what we enjoyed or didn't enjoy this week.
Okay.
Why don't you start us off?
I have a weird mix of emotions for this topic. Snow days.
Snow days.
We live in New Mexico, and so...
So if it snows an inch, everything shuts down.
Not even an inch. If it, like, frosts the trees.
If there's flurries.
They cancel school. Or they delay it. But
Calm down.
Sorry, I'm emotional about this subject?
Take a breath.
I just feel it's frustrating that... They delay school for 3 hours, but then, because of that, they don't take attendance. So really, there's no point in going.
Well, and when the students get there, they don't do schoolwork.
Yeah,
we
hear horror stories.
They do busy work, or they just watch movies.
Yeah,
So what's the point of sending my kid?
And then they have lunch at school, too, so that's like... That takes out a whole hour of school, almost. So, it's just frustrating. I almost just want to keep my kids home, but this last week, they actually did cancel school for the whole day for, like, an inch of snow.
On Friday.
And so, I was really excited, because every Friday, I have playgroup with some friends, and we meet at McDonald's or Burger King. And so, this time, I was like, sweet, I'm going to take our oldest with us, because he's the only one in school. And they were all excited to... go to Burger King. So I told them, you guys get dressed and I'm going to go take a shower and then we'll get ready to go. And they're like, yay. And both of the kids, because they were playing on the iPad. We just got that new game.
Oh, yeah.
So they're playing on the iPad and I watched both of them get up and walk into their rooms. The two olders.
Uh-huh.
I took a shower and then I came out, opened the door and said, are you guys dressed? And I hear... Grayson and Jay both stand up from the living room and run to their rooms again. And they were still in their pajamas. And they had already, I'd already seen them run into their room. I was like, what are you guys doing? And Grayson goes, oh, I didn't know. I was like, I watched you.
If you didn't know, then why'd you run to your room?
I watched you walk into your room like 20 minutes ago. And so they both got dressed. And then I was like, okay, I just need to do my hair. Get your shoes on. And so I go do my hair and I come back out and they're both sitting at the iPad and no one's wearing shoes. And then I kind of, I hulked a little bit, maybe a lot of it. Cause I was like, we are going to Burger King. This should not be such an effort. Like you should be excited. Sorry, I'm not thinking clearly today, but it was just like, this is a happy thing. Why am I yelling at you to get ready to go to Burger King?
It's kind of like one of those situations when the kids have ice cream and they're complaining about their ice cream and you're like, just eat your ice cream.
Yeah. Like, or I want to go home. No, eat your snack. It is. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
So.
I shouldn't have to tell you to do fun things.
And then I kept doing the empty threat thing like, if you don't put your shoes on, we're not going. Even though I knew I was going to go because I wanted to hang out with my friends.
Empty threats,
honey.
I know,
what? That should have been our topic tonight.
Shame on you. Oh, guess maybe we know what week. We're talking about next week.
Empty threats. And I know. And every time I do that, I'm like, oh, that was dumb. Like, put your shoes on or we're not going. I'm like, yeah, we are. Of course we are. It's snowing outside. I'm not getting stuck in this house. So, but we ended up going to Burger King. And when we got there, it was fun. They had fun, but it was just so frustrating. I was like, I felt like just throwing them all in the car. I'm like, rah. And then they, see, but that's the other thing is it was my fault because, first off, I should have taken away the iPad.
You should have.
I should have just set it up and be like, okay, now it's time to get ready instead of just trusting.
You should have took it into the bathroom with you.
And then I could play. No. I shouldn't trust a 7 and a 5 and a 3-year-old to be thinking that, hey, I should stop playing this and do what mommy said.
No, they're more like, ooh, shiny objects.
I know. And then I may have or may not have jumped on Facebook to check something and got sucked in for a few minutes. So once again, I waited till the last minute to get myself ready. And that's really why I was like, hurry up. Come on. I'm going to drop kick you in the car.
Maurice, the baguettes. Hurry up.
That's what I sounded like. Beauty and the Beast. Anyway, so that was my like hulky, frustrating snow day. But it was good. It ended up being good.
Oh, well, good. I showed up at the end at lunch there.
You did. Every time I have a playgroup or, like, a friend lunch, Barry always invites himself to, like, this group of girls. And he always comes and just, but you fit your way right in.
I do.
He likes the, like, oof, not free, but, hey, I want some Burger King.
Like, it gives me an excuse to go out to lunch. Maybe next time I'll just go out to lunch by myself and you can hang out with girls.
I don't even think any of us at the girl group would know how to handle that.
Not me not being there.
You're like a, what's the word?
I'm one of the girls.
I was going to say you're more like a photo bomber, but in real life.
I'm a real life photo bomber.
You're an event bomber.
Okay.
Oh, no, that sounds horrible. Anyway, what are you?
NSA is now listening to this podcast.
You're like a wedding crasher, but a playgroup crasher.
I'm a playgroup crasher.
That sounds better than an event bomber.
Just a little bit.
So, what's been going on in your life? Because I've been right by you.
So, naturally, Crystal always has more stories to tell because she's with the kids all the time. But I had some pretty awesome moments this week. One moment was I have the great opportunity of driving Grayson to school nearly every single morning. And it's really fun because sometimes we talk about fun things. And one day this week, we were driving to I was driving him to school, and Grayson's like, he just tells me, he's like, Dad, he says, I'm so happy you're my dad.
Aw, I didn't hear this.
I know. I saved it for this. And I was like, thank you, buddy. It was like, it was totally out of nowhere. We weren't even talking or anything. He's like, I'm so happy you're my dad.
Sometimes he says the sweetest things.
And I was just like, thank you so much. I try so hard and fail 90% of the time.
Not 90.
Okay, 87.
Oh, I should have shot lower.
Thanks. No, so that was a really great, unexpected sweetness and praise from your child. And, but also, because of weird, scheduling and me accidentally stealing Crystal's car keys, I had the opportunity to pick Grayson up from school, which is never happens. And so when he saw me, he was like totally stoked and like, he didn't even care that his friends saw. He just came up and jumped up in my arms and I was carrying him.
Aww.
And carried him all the way to the car and everything. And even in my arms, he was saying goodbye to his friends. He's like, see you guys. I was just like,
can you imagine that happening in like 5th grade?
That's right. He's like, come on, Grayson. He'd probably hurt me then. But no, so sweet moments with Grayson this
week.
That
is sweet.
To counteract all the frustrating frustrating moments.
The joys of parenthood comes in small doses.
That's right.
Well, so I had good times too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because after, on that snow day, I'm not a homebody. I have to go out.
Which is funny, because I could totally stay home all day long.
That's because you like to play video games and stuff.
Video games!
I like to be around people. But, so after...
people.
So, believe it or not, there was a sign of the on the door of Burger King saying, due to the bad weather, we are closing at 1.
Due to the snow that's already melted on the ground.
The roads were already clear.
We are closing at 1 o'clock.
I don't know what's up with that.
That's weird. But this isn't the first time they've done it either.
Yeah, well, we have special stores here, but,
we have special stores.
We are a special place, but, so, since Burger King closed at 1, we all had to leave, although we kind of stayed in the store. I felt like we were trapped in the playground because they, no one else was in there, but it was fun. So, after we left, I was like, ugh, I don't want to go home, we're just going to be, you know... doing the same, probably back on the iPad. And so I was like, hey, we just got our tax return. Let's go blow some dollars at the Dollar Tree.
And so, woo, bitch spenders! Yeah!
I know, but usually I don't like spending money on our children.
Or yourself. She never buys herself anything.
Well...
except this week.
I bought picture frames.
Bought picture frames and candle holders and curtains.
They were on sale. I had to. Anyway.
What did I buy myself this week?
Big Hero 6. The movie.
That was for the family.
Oh, you know what you bought for yourself? You bought expensive bread.
Expensive. Ooh, $2.50 bread instead of a dollar.
I know. But we always eat the Walmart bread. But now that you have the tax return, you're like, I want the expensive healthy kind.
No, I hate the Walmart bread.
Careful. They'll never sponsor us if you say that.
Oh, darn.
So, you bought the expensive bread and all the delicious sandwich fixins and drinks.
I'm sorry that I bought us food.
Anyway, stop distracting me. So, I took the kids to the Dollar Tree and I said, each of you gets $1 to buy stuff.
Woo!
Yeah, they were really excited. Most of them. We had one that was disappointed because they didn't have a super... slug blaster gun that's like $40.
We're like, this is the dollar store.
He tried to protest, like, if I'm not buying that gun, I'm not buying anything. And I was like, okay.
You're not hurting me.
I'm like, we're at the Dollar Tree. If you buy $1 of a thing. And so, anyway, so all the kids picked out. Although I was thinking, because there's like cute little crafty things or, I don't know, activities. So I was like, pick something that'll help us get through this day. And the girls both picked those...
like dog toy stuffed animals.
Yeah, they were dog toys. They do look like dog toys. But they're the kind that are in like the 50 cent claw machine things. Yeah. Maybe in the 25 cent. And so they each picked one of those. And I was like, oh, come on. You want that? And they were like, yeah, I have to have it. And so our three-year-old, which I think we've mentioned before, comes up with like the weirdest names for her stuff. She picked this snake that she was desperate to have. And I asked her what its name was. And she said, Guada Swine.
Guada Swine.
Like right off the top of her head. Guada Swine. Like, how does she do that?
We should just like start writing a book and be like, Lacey, I need a name.
I know. Write a fantasy
novel. Guada Swine.
Guada Swine.
Perfect.
Not even that, but her older sister pointed out that the snake had a red tongue. So now her name is Guada Swine Red Tongue Ricks.
Even has our last name. Part of the family.
Yeah, and then I got a phone call tip from a friend saying, go to the animal shelter. That's a good thing to do on a cold day like this. So we went to the animal shelter and played with all the kitty cats, which was horrible because we're renting our house, so we can't have pets.
We can't have a pet.
So it's like, here, kids, let me show you these adorable little creatures.
That you can't have.
That you can't have. But they still named them all. They still told me which ones they want to buy, and now they're sad, and I'm sad too. Oh, I don't know why I do that to myself as torture. Thanks a lot, friend, for suggesting it. So anyway, that was my day. Oh, and yeah, there are lots of cats that were named by our three-year-old.
Oh.
Guato. Torito. That's all I wrote down.
That's all I got.
I just would love to be inside her brain one day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is going on in there? So that's all for that.
So on Saturday, we went to, there's a museum in our town that every once in a while they have like family activities depending on the, they have a like touring, what do you call them? Touring things that come.
Shows?
That come through. Touring exhibits that come through. And currently it's a bug exhibit. So they have like these giant bugs that are very intricately
like
two scale of a real bug. So they're sculpted beautifully, and they're, you know, the size of a human, so you can see really closely what they would look like, like under a microscope.
Yeah,
type of
it's
thing.
Pretty cool and kind of really gross.
It was really cool. So we went and looked around that, and then of course they had thousands of bugs just pinned up everywhere in like cases and stuff like that. And then they had a an entomologist there that was holding and handling, you know, a tarantula and hissing cockroaches, millipedes and centipedes and all sorts of stuff. And then they had crafts like build your own butterfly. They had little bug tattoos and all sorts of stuff. So, and then they had also, in the museum, they have a theater room, and then they're playing a documentary about bugs,
which was funny because the kids were like, "What's that?" And we thought we'd be in there for like 2 minutes and they'd all want to leave.
We sat down and watched.
We sat down and it was like watching the most exciting thing they've ever seen. They'd be like, "Oh!"
So
that
praying mantis just ate the head off of that fly.
Ripped his head off, yeah. And then they had this little caterpillar, and it turned into a butterfly. And
then the praying mantis ate it at the end.
The butterfly?
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
It did.
Did it really?
It did really.
Oh, I'm glad I missed that part. Anyway, so the butterfly's like coming out of her cocoon. And Jay is sitting there like, "Oh, it's coming out. It's coming out." And we're like, "Guys, we just watched this at our house." No, like,
we watched this on Netflix like a month ago.
It was just a documentary. But on the big screen, it was like
it's
watching.
Epic.
I don't know. What's an epic movie we could compare it to?
Epic.
Ooh. So anyway, that was funny. What was funny, though, is for the little bug tattoos, all the kids were doing it. And so our one-year-old wanted to do it. And they put it on his hand. And he was like,
"Aah!" He was okay at first. And then until he touched it,
yeah.
He's like, "This isn't coming off."
I know. He flipped out for the rest of the day. It was so funny. So, yeah, that was a fun.
It was really fun. And our museum's really cool that way. And it was all free, which is awesome, too.
Yeah. Although for the rest of the weekend, we did a kid swap where our friends dropped their kids off, and then we watched their kids and they went on a date. And then the next night we swapped with them, so they watched our kids and we went on a date. But because of that, our kids have not gone to bed at a decent hour
at all, like this week.
And today we're feeling it, right?
Even you and I are feeling it
because
we're tired too.
I know.
And yet we're staying up to record this show for you people.
It's not that late, you big baby. But I have been doing so well on holding my temper, working on that. It sounds so ridiculous, the I statement thing that we mentioned a few weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, about instead of like exploding, you express your feelings by saying, "I feel frustrated right now that you're not listening to me. Because I just told you to do something," or that's the example. But I've been doing so well, and then today it has been like just a free for all of hulkingness.
So I don't know. We've held it in pretty good.
I haven't yelled too much, but
we've both been a little on the stress side.
Something I always feel guilty for are my like angry faces.
Yeah.
Like, I might not say something, but I'm looking at my kids with, like, this,
but you burn me to the soul with your glare.
Yeah. Or not even glare, just, like, they know I'm frustrated, and I hate that I do that. So, I forgot why I was talking about that. Just because we're tired?
Tired?
I guess.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Some things. Oh, this isn't my story, but my friend moved out of town on Wednesday night, and she was pretty stressed out, as anyone would be, moving, and so I told her to bring her, let's see, he's 2.5, right?
No.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I told her to drop her 2.5-year-old off at nighttime and to get her, so she
They're
can...
still packing the truck.
Yeah, so she can work without him there. Because that, of course, the 2.5-year-old is hard. And so she dropped him off, and I had him for a couple hours. And then when she picked him up, I could just see on her face, like, her life was, like, I could just see her insides just exploding out of her outsides. Because she was just totally, life was not going well for her at this time. And so she's kind of chatting with me, telling me what's going on. And she tells the 2.5-year-old to get in the car. And we both watch him climb into his car seat and start putting on the straps. So we're just standing outside chatting. And it was freezing, but... And then I kid you not, she was not having a good night. And then so finally she gets into her car and was like, well, thanks for everything. And then she puts her key in the ignition and the key won't go in. And then she just turns around and she's like, hey, kid, I won't say his name, did you put something in the ignition? And he was like, yeah, Penny. And so she just about lost it. I felt so bad for her, like on top of everything. And then so I was like, don't worry about it. I'll go get my husband and he'll take care of it. You just don't even think about it. And so Barry came out and go ahead and tell about that. I'm taking up all the...
I saved the day.
You did. Da, 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 da.
Yay! So
tell him what you did.
Well, to make it make sense to you, it wasn't a regular key ignition. It was one of those ignitions where you like plug in like the plastic tip of your car thing, and
fancy.
That's how it turned on. It wasn't a regular key.
Okay.
And so that's why he was able to put pennies in the ignition, because it's just a little latch that you can push down to fit your key into, your plastic key or whatever it is. And so, yeah, so just had to put the flat down, get in there with some tweezers, and pull out the nickel and the penny.
Yeah, there was a nickel and a penny. I'm like, what are the odds of this just piling up? And then, so I'm thinking that, like, what are the odds of this happening on top of all your stress? And while it's all going on, the kid poops in the back seat in his diaper. And so I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to, as my last gift to you before you move, I'm just going to take him inside for you and change his diaper. Because I could just see she was, like, on the verge of tears. So it just made me laugh. Because isn't that how life always is? Like, you always get beaten when you're down.
So,
am I right? I feel like it just
general,
when you're having the hard day, it feels like everything just piles on and on. So I just
it seems that way.
I
sometimes.
Told her it's when life gets hard, add a crappy diaper. And so they did.
That, I guess that's a new quote going on our wall.
Yes. Right.
Right.
So maybe that'll make you feel better about your week. But it just made me laugh to think, like, just really. Pennies in the ignition the night before you move in your really expensive car.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's all.
Okay.
Okay. Are we going to talk about our subject?
Let's do it.
Okay. So, Barry and I were thinking about what to talk about. Oh, and we appreciate some of our listeners have sent suggestions about what to talk about.
Yeah.
We really appreciate that.
And it's in the queue.
Yes.
Of things that we have planned to talk about. So thank you. We really appreciate it. And send more comments or more things that you would want us to chalk about.
Chalk about?
Chalk about. Right on the chalkboard.
Chalk it up. So, yeah, and keep commenting on our Facebook page and getting some more action there.
And share our posts about our episodes with your friends.
If you want to.
No, there's no wanting. If you're a supporter of the clown car, then you need to support us by letting other people know about this show that you like. I mean, you post those weird BuzzFeed quizzes all the time.
What color is the dress?
Yeah, what color is the dress? The llamas have escaped.
I never saw that one. I don't even know what you're talking about.
But I mean, you post those things on your wall all the time, and you don't necessarily support those things. So why not post something you love and support, the clown car, and let other people know, and then maybe they will click on it, and they'll listen, and they'll be like, wow, this is a great show, I should listen to it.
You know, A, You sound like you're yelling at our fans.
Do it now!
B, you sound really desperate.
I am.
Please.
No, no, it's just we want the show to grow. We want more people to...
And we have lots of people listening, but we don't know who they are.
Yeah, so comment more, people.
We would love that. Anyway, so here's the topic that we wanted to talk about tonight.
Topic!
We know this family who has an older child. And as we've observed their life...
Well, and this, not only is this family that we know, but they're also older parents, too.
Yes, older parents. And we always think, we talk about, like, what's going on in their lives. And for a while, we are always like, ugh, they need to do this. Or maybe if they did this, then, because they're kind of...
Or why are they doing that?
Yeah, because this family is kind of struggling with these older children. And so, us... expert parents
we're experts.
Genius.
We have a podcast after all. I mean, come on.
So, for a while we were always like, you know, they just need to do this or, or, I don't know.
And then the other day, it was me. I want to take credit for it. Well, no, that we were driving in the car and we're just like, you know what? They're probably doing the best that they can with what they have.
What? That wasn't you.
It was totally me.
It was not.
We were in the van.
We weren't. We were at a restaurant.
What are you talking about? It initially started with me in the van with you and I was driving.
No, it was at a restaurant over a bowl of chips. And I said it.
Let's agree to disagree.
Like we said, perfect parents. We are geniuses.
Yes. Anyway, you can continue with this.
No, you go ahead since you said it.
So, I'm just saying that
we
decided that, you know, we shouldn't be so harsh to judge these parents. Because we don't know what's going on. We don't know the full story. And who are we to say that the things that we would do would be the better thing to do for their child?
Yeah. So then we started talking. And we had heard a little bit more of the story. And that's really what got us like, Really?
Sorry.
You went to the Brady Bunch. This is like the anti-Brady Bunch.
Well, it's a story. There's a story. A man named Brady. Anyway. Sorry. So we decided not that... we kind of tried to wanted to evaluate ourselves. Like, are we judging everybody like this?
And why do we? Why, like, why collectively?
Why do we as a people?
Yeah.
As a parenting people, why do we do this? Why do we look at other parents and just automatically assume that they are doing it wrong, and if they did it our way, that their kids would be better? Or
which is funny, because how often do we say, like, man, I feel like we're really screwing up on this part with our own kids? Like, we recognize when we're not doing well with our own kids, so I don't know why we even have time to look at other parents and be like, oh, snap.
Because it's people just really do it just to make ourselves feel better.
I guess so.
Be like, oh, man, I'm glad I'm not like that parent.
I mean, I remember, like, sitting in church before we had kids, and this family had children that were going all crazy, and I remember thinking, that will never be my kids. My kids are going to sit there, and they're going to color.
They're going to be angels.
I know. They're going to have beautiful hair.
Obviously, that's not the case.
Yeah. That's not the case. See, you're always a better parent before you have kids.
Well.
But you still think you're better than other parents.
And you're always a better parent to other people's kids.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way you think.
I guess so.
So, why do you guys think that we think like that?
We collectively.
as parents, why do we automatically assume that our way is the better way of parenting children?
Well, we just have I think we'll just do maybe the one quote. We have a quote from...
We got a couple quotes. We can read a couple quotes.
Did I save it? Oh, yeah. From LifeScience.com.
Life Science!
Why everyone's a parenting expert.
Everyone, apparently. Especially those people that have podcasts.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay, so it says... Parenting is strongly related to our own self-esteem, whether it's in raising a child or thinking back on how we were raised. And then there's the impossibility of knowing the ultimate effect of any given parenting decision because it takes years for a child to grow up. So we're basing it on our... Wait, I don't know why I started with that quote. But anyway, the interesting part about this one...
There's a quote above that quote. Why'd you start in the middle?
I know, I went out of order. But... What she's saying is that we can't say that we're better parents than other people because our kids, we won't know how any of our parenting choices have affected them until
they're adults.
Old. Yeah. And so you can't say that you're making the right or wrong choice until they're older. So really, it's like this giant science experiment, which terrifies me.
And so leading into the next quote, multiple parenting styles may work. So keep that in mind. But most people seem convinced that their way is better than all the others. Part of the reason may boil down to the American belief of individualism. Gerson said, so rather than the it takes a village mentality, middle class Americans tend to believe that individual parenting decisions are the major determinant of how well a child will do in adulthood. She said, that makes even minor choices seem high stakes. So,
how would you sum that up, babe?
What I like about it is that it's don't make a mountain out of an anthill or a molehill or however the quote is. So it says that she said that makes even minor choices seem like high stakes. So we're seeing other parenting's styles of parenting and. Then we see these small things and we make a mountain out of it. Be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're parenting like that. I can't believe they decided to do that.
Well, think of the minor things. Like, we just watched, again, that the Similac video where they did the mommy wars.
All the different types of
parenting. It's called the motherhood.
Style
yeah.
parenting.
You've probably seen it. It's been all over the internet. Maybe we'll post it on our...
Yeah, we'll put it on our
but
page.
Like, the fact that people are fighting over, give me an example. Oh, like wearing your baby or
breastfeeding or bottle feeding.
Yeah, that's always a good one.
Yeah.
But the thing is statistically, and I don't have a quote to back me up, so you're just going to have to believe that I am a genius and know what I'm talking about.
We have a podcast.
Listen to me. I have a podcast. No, I was reading this somewhere, but... Statistically, those things do not affect your child when they get older. Like whether or not you let your child cry it out
cry
at bedtime,
out or cuddle them.
We're getting
We have one crying right now.
So those things that we think are going to make our child like psychologically damaged if we give them a bottle or let them cry in bed
or eat dirt.
Well. We don't let our children ever eat dirt.
We don't not let them.
Okay, sub story. I've been meaning to tell this for weeks. We went to McDonald's.
Tangent.
For playgroup. Two weeks ago. And our baby, he's 18 months old, was so tired that he was like a zombie. And usually he gets up and goes and plays, but he was staying in his high chair. And... I look over while I'm chatting with the ladies, and he's shoving fries in his ears. And so I was like, stop it. So I get him out of his chair. And then he put his foot through the carton of chicken nuggets that we're all sharing and flipped out because his leg was caught in the chicken nugget box. Like, just standing there. He wasn't even trying to take it off. He was just like, whoa.
It's on my leg.
And then I gave him my drink. And I look down, and he's sitting on the floor, sucking up the drink in the straw, spitting it out onto the floor, and then licking it up.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we don't let our kids eat dirt.
That's how we parent. So,
It's not like I was letting him do it.
So another side tangent on that. Like
side tangent.
You mentioned that our child is 18 months old.
Okay.
Why is that a thing? Like
what?
Like no, like
cuz he grew to be 18 months old.
No, 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 how we classify it.
Like age?
He's 18 months old. Why can't we just say he's a year and a half old? Because like everything is in months
until they're 2.
Until you're 2. But why? Why can't I just say my child is 1 or my child is 1.5?
Maybe because the developmental steps at this time come at months. A boom!
It's still weird.
Snap! It makes sense though, right?
Yeah, whatever.
I just thought of that up in my brain.
In my brain! Alright, well, we have one more quote about judging.
Well, that one was supposed to be first.
This one?
Isn't it? Yes.
Oh, well, we're going to read it right now then.
Okay.
Okay, parenting is something most of us experience, and even if we don't experience it firsthand, we observe it. Let's see, a sociologist, this is a Kathleen Gerson of a sociologist in New York University. On the one hand, we all think we're experts at it.
Like we were saying.
Yep. On the other hand, we're very uncertain about doing it. That is a recipe for conflict and disagreement and strong emotions on both sides.
Yeah. So, I think I do have a tendency to judge some people, but the other day I went to the store with my mom to Hobby Lobby, and I was kidless for once in my life. And so she and I were talking about how nice it was to be at Hobby Lobby without my kids. And then I hear a kid freaking out, and it sounds just like mine. Because we're walking into the store. We're still in the parking lot. And I turn around and this mom is walking into the store carrying her, like, I don't know, maybe 2-year-old upside down. And the kid's legs are flailing like, ah! And he's just freaking out. And that's all she could do to calm him down was like carry him upside down. And she just had this face like, ugh.
Be like, everybody's judging me.
But I looked at her and I was like, oh, I totally understand, upside down mom.
Upside down mom.
Like, I feel for you. And that's what we need in life. We need to look at others. And even if they're doing something that you totally disagree with, I think we should just look at each other with compassion and realize that we're all just...
upside down moms.
We're all upside down moms. And dads.
And dads.
We're just trying our best. And it's hard.
So our weekly challenge to you... is to stop judging people. Well, no. Not just that, but actually, you can even go a step further, and whenever you find yourself judging someone, take note of it and write it down, and after a week's time, look at your notebook, and you might be surprised of the amount of judging, or maybe you won't be surprised about the judging you do, but... kind of give it, it will put things in better perspective of saying, wow, I judge a lot of people and maybe I should stop doing that.
And we'll do that too.
So there you go. Weekly challenge.
And thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard. And we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our ways are not the only way. Find what works for you and stop judging us. You're doing a good job.
Unless you think we're good.
Unless we have a podcast.
That's going to ruin anything, right?
Yep.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook and Twitter at The Clown Car. And email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes. Until next time,
enjoy your circus. We have a podcast.